The new Rinso with Solium brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir, Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy.
Last summer, Andrew Brown made $300 working at a resort hotel and has been keeping it in a savings account. The old kingfish has just learned of this and is trying to diplomatically convince Andy that he is wrong in keeping his money in the bank.
Well, brother, and I think that you ought to draw the $300 out the bank and put it in a sound investment.
Now, wait a minute. My money is drawing interest at the bank. It's been there for almost 3 months.
Oh, 3 months ain't nothing until the money's there for 6 months. Your interest ain't even polluted.
Well, what is this semi-annual I hear about?
Oh, that happens every 2 years. Yeah, I know about that. That's why you ought to draw your money out the bank.
Well, now, wait a minute. My money is working for me. It's drawing interest every minute it's in the bank.
Yeah, well, how you know they still got the money there? Now, how you know that?
Well, I handed it to the man down there.
Yeah, but you know that when you walked into the bank, they had gold letters on the window there, a surplus $11 million. You put your money in there, they didn't...
No, they didn't change the sign.
Yeah, well, that proved right there, you see that?
Yeah. Well, how much interest do I draw on $300 at 1% for 3 months?
Well, you see, first of all, there's four quarters in the banking system. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. They got them four. Now, I tell you what, take that pencil there and a piece of paper. Put down 300.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to revive that by four. Draw a reviving mark there.
Right.
Now I'll put a four there on the side. Now you're going to put the four in the 300.
Well, why revive it by four?
For the four season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to put the four in the 300.
Well, how about the 1%?
Well, you're just going to put the four in there one time. You see, got it.
Yeah, well, must I start you?
Yeah, go ahead, Dad. Go ahead. Put the four into that three.
Who, me?
Well, you got your figures in front of it, Dad, and you keep sticking the pencil on your tongue like you're going to do something with it. Go ahead, do something then.
All right. Four goes into three. Four goes into three. I sure wish I had $400 in that bank.
Yeah, but you ain't got for 300 in there. Now, go ahead, put that four in that three. Can't get it in there, can you?
Not unless I jam it in there.
Well, if you can't get it in there, how do you expect the banks to get it in there?
Yeah, I never thunk of that.
And this is only the fall season. In the wintertime, the bank's asset is froze up, and they're going to take them all spring to fall and summertime. Anyways,
you know there ought to be a law against banks acting that way. And they told me that was a friendly bank.
Oh, yeah, that was Stephen Teller's a friendly man. You put your money in there, he's all smiles. You ever see that sour puss on the pen teller down there?
Yeah, I ought to take that money out.
Yeah, you ought to take it out before January the 1st, because that's when they really fight against paying interest.
Why?
Because that's the beginning of their fiscal year, you see.
Well, I wonder where I could put that money.
Well, if you want to make sure, the first thing I would do if I was you is to make sure that you put it in a solvent business. Now, if you go in with me, you were as insolvent as you can get.
Well, what you got in mind?
Well, now, I know a dignified business that you can put in your $300 and buy it. You come in contact with big businessmen, important people.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. What is it?
A cigar stand. You is in arm's reach of the cigarettes, cigars, candy, and magazine, and your elbow is rubbing your own cash register.
Yeah.
That's a deal right there.
Yeah, where is the thing?
In the old Seabrook building. Know that old building over there, the Seabrook building over on Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Jerry. Why don't you go in the deal?
Well, I tell you, wait a minute now. You got an idea. I tell you what I do. Lend me $150 and I'll go in with you. How about that?
Nothing doing. No, sir. You'll get your own $150 and then we'll go in together.
All right, brother. And I tell you what I'll do. I'll borrow it from somebody. Shake hands. We as partners in the cigar stand.
Okay.
All right. See you later. So long.
So long.
Well, hi there, Amos. Just leaving.
Well, so long there, Kingfish. Well, how's you there, Andy? What you done in the dumpster boat?
Oh, I don't know. I just made a deal with the Kingfish. I'm a little worried already.
Oh, forget it, Andy. Don't get out in the dumps.
Come on with me. I'll take you somewhere that'll cheer you up. I'm going to take you to a moving picture show.
What picture?
Well, I've seen it once, and I'm going to see it again. It's called The Jolson Story, and you'll like it too, Andy.
Oh, yeah, Al Jolson, yeah. Does you hear him sing?
Does you hear him sing? Oh, Andy, he really sings songs. They kind of give you goose pimples, son. He sings a lot of songs. You'll get a big thrill when you hear Al Jolson just stand there and sing.
Though April showers,
$150, I'll go in to see Shorty here, and I'll put the pressure on him so much that he won't know what hit him. Hi there, Shorty.
Well, if it ain't you, I'm glad to say, what's you, when my hire came first.
Hey, Scotty, how would you like to make a small loan right quick?
I'd love it. Lend me $5.
Oh, sure. Be glad to. No. I want to borrow it from you. That's what I want to do.
Oh, lending money is no good. There's an old saying, Kingfish, that when you lend money, you lose as a friend.
Well, it wouldn't mean much if you lost me. I ain't a very good friend, no way.
Yeah, I know that, but if it's all the same to you, Kingfish, I'd rather find a cheaper way of losing it.
You mean that you ain't got no cash, Jordan?
Oh, yeah, I got cash. I was loaded. I was plenty smart. I was able to pick up a little money in the market yesterday.
Oh, the stock market, huh?
No, meat market. I found a pocketbook.
How would you like to buy that raccoon coat that I got hanging down in my basement?
That thing?
Oh, that's a very famous raccoon coat, Jordy. It's been to over 100 football games.
From the looks of it, must have lost every game.
Oh, look here, Shorty. Look, wait a minute. I got an idea here. If you don't want the coat, how about loaning me some money on my automobile?
Oh, tell me this. Is the car in good shape?
Good shape? Mm-hmm. I could pedal it downtown for $200.
You might be able to pedal it downtown, but could you drive it down there?
Oh, the car's in perfect condition, Shorty. Look here, I'll tell you what. Lend me $150 on it, and I'll bring it over this afternoon.
Well, it's a deal, Kingfish. Oh, boy, now I can take my gal out for a ride tonight. Just me and her and her husband.
Hey, wait a minute. Why is he taking the husband along?
Because he's a mechanic. If anything goes wrong with the car, he can fix it.
A nice cigar stand you got here in this old office building, Andy.
Yeah, Amos, this is our first day.
Yeah, look nice around here. A little old building, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kingfish is in with you, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. We'll make great partners, too, because we've been friends for years. He trusts me, and I trust him.
Yeah, where's the Kingfish now?
He's out getting a lock for his side of the cash register.
Well, Andy, I hope you have a lot of luck in the new cigar stand. I got to run along, son. Just want to come down and pay my respects.
Yeah, well, thank you, Amos.
Well,
thank
so long.
You. So long, Amos. Well, I believe I'll try out this cash register and see if it's working all right. Guess it don't make much difference which button I push. That cash register drawer hit me right in the stomach again.
Well, Stockwell, then, how is it?
Oh, yeah, hello, Kingfish.
The hardware store was out of lock today, so we'll have to trust each other till tomorrow.
Well, we can put ourselves on our honor, unless we can find a lock someplace else.
Yeah, well, Brother Ender, look here. According to the candy counter here, the Hershey bars, peanuts, marshmallows, and gumdrops really moving, ain't it?
They sure is. I hope you don't spoil my lunch.
Now, look here, Andy.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Here come a customer. Something I can do for you, mister?
Yeah, I'd like a can of lighting fluid, please.
Lighting fluid for cigars or cigarettes?
Oh, it don't make no difference. I don't smoke.
Then what do you want with the lighter fluid?
My wife's got lipstick on my collar this morning. I want to get it off.
You want to get it off?
My secretary is very jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, here you are, sir. 15 cents.
Thank you.
That straw hit me in the stomach every time, you know that?
You're right. Smack you right in between them Hershey bars and them gumdrops.
Yeah, and it didn't do the marshmallows no good either.
Well, I'll take both of them. Here's your 30 cents.
Oh, keep your money, honey. Just consider that a little token from me to you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, don't mention it. If there's anything else around here that your little heart desires, just speak right up.
Well, I'd like some of that smoking tobacco over there.
Smoking tobacco? Who's that for?
My husband.
That'll be 30 cents for the new magazines and 15 cents for the... the nerve of some people.
That was a good deal, Andy. I put the money in the...
Hey, buddy, I gotta get out of here fast. My wife just had a baby, and I want to get that box of cigars.
I got you. Here you is. Say, it ain't none of my business, but if it was my baby, I'd start it off on a bottle of milk, mister.
Here's the money.
Look at that. I hope those cigars is all right for the baby.
Well, I made show and give them the small ones. They'll fit right through the nipple.
Yeah. Well, might as well ring them two sales up, Andy.
Yeah. Kingfish, we gotta do something about that cash register drawer. I was talking to a prize fighter this morning. He says if I don't learn how to duck, I'm going to have a cauliflower stomach.
And, tell me this. Why don't you give your stomach a rest? I just got an idea here. I tell you what, I'll take over for the balance of the day.
That's a great idea.
All right, then you go ahead home, and I'll see you at the office tonight and let you know what the receipts was for the day.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
All right.
Say, Kingfish.
Oh, what?
Did you know how to use a cash register?
Oh, sure. I know how to use one.
Well, don't forget to use it.
Well, let me see here now. Today's receipts. Made a nice profit here. Net profit of $18.75 the first day. Now I got to split that $18.75 with Andy. Hey, wait a minute here. If I had this business all alone, I could make all that money for myself and I wouldn't have to split it.
Well, Kingfish, old partner, is all set to hear the finance report of our first day of owning that cigar stand.
Sit down, Brother Ender. I want to explain it to you.
Yeah, I'm sure excited about making money down there.
Oh, yeah, the finance statement of today is right here. Yeah, just finishing it off right now. Draw a line right there. Do the final figure there. 2 and 2 is 6 and 5, 15, 8 and 21. Yeah, there we is.
Oh, this is good, you know.
The business showed a gross of $32.50.
Yes, sir. Ain't nothing bad about that. I'll stretch out my hands here. Pour some of that gross in there, will you?
Yeah. No, Anna. We don't split on the gross. What we split on is the net profit.
Yeah, well, how much was that?
Well, our net profit on the day was a loss of a dollar and a half.
A dollar and a half, huh?
Yeah. You want to give me 75 cents now and square that off? We start off even tomorrow so you won't have to put no more in. You see what I mean?
Hey, tell me this. Where did all the gross money go to?
Oh, the cost of merchandise, depreciation, overhead, and taxes.
Taxes?
Oh, for example, the taxes on salted peanuts alone is phenomenal.
Well, why has we got to have such high taxes on salted peanuts?
Oh, the government, Andy, it's called a luxury tax. They got it on jewelry, furs, and salted peanuts. Yeah.
I didn't know that we had that many salted peanuts. We only had a little cart sitting up there with 12 little bitty bags on the cart.
Yeah, well, they bought every bag we had. One fella even bought the cart. Oh, they loved him.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah. And we're building up a good salted peanut trade. The only trouble is every bag we sell brings us closer to bankruptcy, you see. Yeah. Looks like that you is going to have to pour some more money into the cigar business.
Oh, wait a minute now. I don't want to pour no more money in it. And you was the one that got me in this mess, too.
Yeah, you're right, I is, Anna, and I feel bad about it. My conscience is eating me up. Yeah, I never feel right about that, getting you in this mess. But I know what I'll do, Anna. Long as it is my fault, I'll buy you out at 50 cents on the dollar. Least you can save half.
Yeah, well, now, that's pretty decent of you, that, Kingfish. Shake hands, it's a deal.
All right, put it there. Now my conscience is clear. Sign this paper right here, just a little stale here.
Yeah, okay, then I'm going to get on home. There he is, Kingfish.
Yeah, all right, so long, Anna. See you later.
I was lucky to get half of it back.
Well, hi there, Miss Anderson.
Hello, Lightning. Hiya. What's new?
Well, the Kingfish say your cigar stand made a net profit of $18.75.
Yeah, we made what?
You made a net profit of $18.75.
I believe I'll go back and punch that Kingfish right in the nose. No, I won't. He ain't worth it, that chiseler. He made me sign that bill of sale, too. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Now, what's the matter, Miss Andy?
Oh, well, money that people make like that ain't never going to do them no good. I'll just chalk this thing up as experience and forget the whole business.
Well, nice sale I just made. Yeah, I'll ring up the money.
Ouch.
I see what Andy means there. Me.
Hey, buddy, do you mind if I move your paper rack? I want to get back to your stand there. I'm taking some measurements of the lobby.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I'll move it right back there. I see you around here with a tape line. I guess going to make some improvements to this old lobby. Certainly needs it, mister.
No, they're going to tear it down and put up a public library.
Hey, wait a minute. They can't do that. I got to go in business here.
Don't tell your troubles to me. I'm just the city surveyor on this job.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before you does anything, I better see my lawyer right away. Gabby, I got to talk to you right quick. I is in trouble.
Now, listen here, Kingfish. Kingfish. Listen here. Every time you get in trouble, you come running to me for free advice. Who do you think I am? Your father? You think I'm your father?
I'll pay you $5 to help me.
Sit down, son.
Gabby, I've got a seagull standing in the lobby of an old building over here, and they're going to tear it down and put up a public library. What can I do?
Wait a minute. I think there's an angle there. Now, we might be able to get a petition against the library as a public nuisance. That would come under real estate law, real estate. Now, let me look in the law file here under the R's. Yeah, right here under the R's.
Do you find anything there?
Yeah, a racing form. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, I never read it myself, no, sir. I never read it. I just keep it in here in case a horse drops in.
Yeah. Can't you find something in the files there?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here's a law book. Forgot I had one. Let me see now. You gonna tear down the building, huh? Yeah. You gonna tear down? Oh, here we are. It says here, sick 'em and pop 'em, destruct 'em, divide 'em, come summer, turn 'em. That's Latin. But I think we're too late.
Oh, why?
They'll have the building torn down before I find out what that means.
Gonna do, Gabby?
Well, here's the idea. Find some sucker that don't know the building's gonna be torn down. Sell him your cigar stand. Sell him the whole business.
Say, that's the idea, and I think I know just the sucker I can sell it to.
Well, get out as quick as you can. Just as quick as you can.
Well, yeah, listen, Gabby. After I sell him the business and get him to sign the paper, what do you think I ought to say to him?
I just look him right in the eye and say to him, lovely, lovely.
Well, brother and the old pal, just like I told you, my doctor told me that I can't stand it. I was a sick man. Allergic to tobacco, allergic to newspapers, allergic to chewing gum and all that stuff. And that's why I won't sell this profitable business.
Yeah, well, is you really making money down there now?
Oh, yeah. They're doing very good, Andy. The government done took off all them taxes. Like I say, I'll sell you the whole thing for 50 cents on the dollar.
Well,
tell you what, I sell it to you for $50 flat.
Well, that's good enough. I'll take that.
All right. Here is the bill of sale, right here.
Thank you, Kingfish.
All right. Well, now, Andy, you done bought a terrific business, and it only cost you $50.
$55, Kingfish. I had to pay that surveyor $5 to tell you they was tearing down the building.
Here are Amos and Andy again with Al Jolson.
Well, Al, we both saw your picture, and we can truthfully tell our listeners that they should see it too and maybe see it over again.
Yeah, and incidentally, Al, it must make you feel very proud and happy to have a tribute of that kind paid to you on the screen.
Well, now, boys, I want to be a little modest about this here thing.
Wait a minute. You do dialect too, huh? You do dialect too?
Well, I always told you I want to get on the show and do the Kingfish. Well, Andy, don't forget that we're all brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Kingfish? Who that stealing my stuff there? Get him off the thing there.
And don't forget that lightning.
Mister Andy, I was going to whiz right out of here.
Hey, lightning, lightning, come back here.
Get that man off the radio before I lose my job, will you?
Well, Al, thank you for being with us tonight. You did a great job here, and you've got a great picture.
Thank you, Amos, and thank you, Andy. And to you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And if you see the picture, I hope you enjoy it. Good night, folks.
We know you take pride in your home, and we know you want top results on wash day. That's why we say, keep asking for Rinso.
Yes, ma'am, because no matter what else you may have tried, you've never seen a more dazzling sight than a wash that's Rinso white and Rinso bright. You see, Rinso's triple action formula gives you, first, a special soapy rich base. Second, Rinso's famous suds booster. And third, Rinso's amazing grease chaser. So if you want a wash that'll dazzle the whole neighborhood, always ask for Rinso. But if you can't always get it, remember the reason is that there's a worldwide shortage of the fats and oils needed to make soap, woolens, tires, and hundreds of other things we all want. Without fats and oils, you can't make any of them. So be sure to turn in every drop of used fats. They're needed today more than ever before.
Good night, folks.
See you next Tuesday.
try Lifebuoy in your next tub or shower. You'll go for that swell Lifebuoy lather. It's mild, efficient, and refreshing.